are pop-up bars and pop-up shops, and now there's a pop-up homeless shelter. One charity has transformed a vacant building in Sydney into a short-term shelter that's providing a safe home for women in need. And it's urging others with disused buildings to consider doing the same to help address the homelessness crisis. Lexi Metherall reports.
As is the case for many who are homeless, Anne found herself without a place to live after a sudden change in her life.
I'd lost my job after 18 years of work. I wasn't able to pay my rent because I live on my own. And so I gave a notice and I went to stay with a friend.
That was in March. Since then, the 54-year-old has lived in her car and in temporary accommodation. Anne's latest temporary home is in what's being called a pop-up homeless shelter.
I am grateful and I am counting my blessings, but at the same time I'm fearful because I don't know what's going to happen next. And I know the other ladies feel the same way that live in this house.
The shelter has been set up by Uniting. Simon Furness is the charity's director of property.
So we all see pop-ups all over the place. You know, you see pop-up bars and pop-up restaurants. Those are pop-ups for a commercial purpose. Why not have a pop-up for a social purpose?
The inner Sydney building was one of Uniting's aged care homes that's due to be redeveloped. Instead of having it vacant while it awaits demolition, Simon Furness says Uniting decided to put it to much-needed use.
We knew the building was going to be here for probably a year to 2 years. So it occurred to us that, you know, it's an empty building and there's a lot of people that need homes. And so we decided to reopen the building as temporary housing for older women.
Liz Yeo is the chief executive of the social services organisation the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre.
We're absolutely thrilled that this facility's opened up.
She says the homelessness crisis is worsening and needs innovative solutions.
We know we're not going to suddenly magically have government be able to produce the hundreds of thousands of new homes that are needed. So we need organisations like Uniting and other housing providers to take these exciting initiatives and provide appropriate housing for people.
Simon Furness says it didn't take much to repurpose the building, just a good clean and for the lights to be left on. The furniture came second-hand from a major hotel chain.
Really, anybody can do this. You know, as I said, it could be a property developer, it could be a retailer, it could be a warehouse, it could be a commercial building. You know, if it's sitting there empty, it can be used for temporary accommodation.
The pop-up shelter has now provided temporary accommodation for 30 women aged 45 years and older. Anne says it's a safe haven for them.
This is a good place and we all feel safe. We have security cameras. So if there is any development going out there, it would be a good thing to be able to do and help others that need it.